It's time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. Hey, Ruth, what's going on out there?
Wow.
Easter week.
Lots of stuff going on as we approach budget season. You can imagine every town, every school board is poring over figures and numbers, and we had a four-hour budget meeting in Sharon the other night, taking away from my sleep.
Any special reason that it was so? I'm picturing armbands. I'm picturing armbands and abacai, but and eye shades, definitely eye shades, an accounting house.
Yeah.
What is there some reason that there's more so? Or
well,
less so, or?
The school board has been for the last few years been struggling with this MRB, minimum budget requirements from the state, and the school's enrollment has gone down, so the budget has gone down, and the school board has been working to pare it down, and so here they are, you know, being fiscally responsible and being penalized because they've gone down too low. So there have been communications between the state and the school and the town for the last couple of years, and so that always comes up into the discussion, which they're working on again to see if they can get some sort of exception. And then the town budget is up 7%, which is kind of hefty. It's a new board, and First Selectman Casey Flanagan said they really have to do some catch-up, and he focused on three categories: safety, recreation, and wage increases for the town crew. Those are the biggies. Sharon, unfortunately, has got to go to a paid ambulance system. Just the volunteers aren't there. So there's money in the budget for that. They're going to have coverage from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. And Tom Bartram, who's chairman of the Finance Board and a 50-year member of the ambulance and fire crews, just said, you know, it breaks my heart to have to do this, but there's no alternative. And then there's wage increases. Flanagan said, you know, we need to bring these guys up to speed with other towns. And then as far as recreation, the tennis courts need upgrading and redoing, and town beach needs attention. So it's a hefty budget, and this finance board really scrutinized it, and with some other things. So it was a lengthy meeting. They are meeting again tonight to go. They didn't take any action, but they're meeting tonight to decide where they're going before the hearing. Region 1 budget is also out there now. It's up 3.99%. The Region 1 board will be discussing it and approving it, hopefully, on next Monday. And the hearing was scheduled for next Thursday, April 4th. And the referendum in all the towns, that's a vote on machines, is scheduled for May 7th. So that usually gets a very low turnout. People complain, but they don't come out. And this was a gripe Marshall and I talked about every year. You know, the percentage of voters who come out for this is nominal, and it's unfortunate. High school seeing a couple of staff changes, and as with every other budget, there are fixed costs because of contracts. And so that's where this money is going to, for the most part, staff and salaries and benefits. Dresser Woods, the affordable housing project schedule proposed for the center of town. And again, we talked about this last week. It's off Fowler Street behind LeBond's in Salisbury. Second session of hearings was held this past week, and several questions came up, and some of the neighbors had some concerns, and so they decided to continue the hearing until week from Monday, April, whatever that is. I guess it's April 1st, yeah. And
the day after Easter, as in this Monday, or a week from?
Yeah, a week from Monday.
Okay.
So the two issues that they want to go over, which got concerned from the public, was parking. Some of the members feel there's just not enough parking. They're giving what they call...
This was the one and a half, one and a half spaces or something?
One and a half spaces per unit.
And that, when you and I talked about it, I was sort of asking, does the car slicer come with the...
Well, if you figure numerically, it's the thought that some people will have two cars and some will have none.
Yeah, right.
So
especially living here, if we're trying to do affordable housing. I'm sorry.
Jocelyn Ayer.
I apologize for anybody who objects to being facetious. I'm sorry.
Jocelyn Ayer, Vice Chairman of the Salisbury Housing Committee, which is the group proposing this, said they used the figures they had from other affordable housing units in the area, including Cougaman Village and Cornwall and Sarum Village in Salisbury, and those numbers work, she said. That doesn't seem. But the commission was a little concerned. So there are parking spaces for each person, and then they're going to have what they call phantom parking. And it's it's not on asphalt. It's a space that provides, I forget how many spaces they have in there, but they're going to add to that to be sure that when people come, if people have more than one car or if they're guests and people, you know, have company, that there are places for them to park. So the engineers are going to go back and look at that, as well as the lighting. There's concern that from the neighbors that there'll be too much lighting coming from there. As one fellow said, you know, it's going to look like Coney Island if we have to look at it. So they're going to study that again and make sure that they don't need as much look to see if they could reduce the lighting, bring down the poles. They're talking about 20-foot poles, and Michael Clemens, the chairman, said that's way too high. So they're addressing those two issues at the next...
at the continuation, or which is the April 1st continuation? Is that
that's correct, yeah.
Okay. Yep.
And they would, you know, they want to get this moving, obviously, the committee, to get it so they can start.
Yeah, I understand, but, I mean, again, I'm trying to be diplomatic. Nobody thought this would come up, she said, as best I could. You know, so many things, and my favorite story relative to this, which I am going to tell in the middle of your time, Ruth Epstein, so I'm really sorry, is I live across the street from Music Mountain. Anybody who's been up here knows that I've got a nice big field out behind me, and I always have. Great for losing dogs. Anyway, back in the day when there was no cable or anything up here, I came up from the city and I called my cable company, and they told me that it would cost me $36,000 to get cable. So that was out of the question. And so I moved on to a giant satellite dish. And, you know, you remember how unsightly those were.
Mm-hmm.
And Dave Underhill came up here, Dave from Dave's TV, and he walked around with his basically sex, you know, his and calculated everything. And basically, the only place that this massive satellite dish could go was right in front of my picture window, right in front of the view.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what? And he said, the boys at Hughes, he said, these people don't take into account little things like terrain and access, because they're doing this essentially in a flat, you know, they're looking outside their windows and they don't see any mountains, they don't see any problem. So the calculations are made in a different environment, and then they are transposed, essentially, to people who have to live with it and work with it. And I'm just saying that nicely about this because, you know, there are neighbors. You know, nothing can be done in a vacuum, no matter how fast people want to do it. And that's what I'm trying to say nicely.
Okay. I think, though, to defend the group, I think they've really listened carefully to what people are saying and taken into account.
No, this is not against the group. This is just about things that are coming up.
And the commission is good to study all this and see what they can do. And that's what these dialogues are all about.
Right.
It's coming up with a compromise that can please or satisfy. I don't know about please, but satisfy everybody.
Not the parking. I mean, the parking we know came up before. I didn't hear about the lighting before, but I can't imagine that wasn't an issue prior to.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see what they come up with at this next one. And speaking of that housing, there's a new collaborative going on, the Housing and Conservation Collaborative. They've been meeting. They had their second formal meeting in Kent last week. It's a grant that came through, and 8 towns, local towns, are involved to look at ways of how to work cooperatively between the affordable housing groups and those who want to preserve open space, basically. So they're having these workshops and looking at various aspects of all this. And the meeting the other day was quite interesting. They were broken out in towns, representatives from planning and zoning commissions and selectmen and various people from 8 of these towns were at these breakout groups and looking at maps and seeing, you know, at one point people seemed to think, you know, they were at odds with each other, the preservationists and the affordable housing people, and this is a way to bring them together to collaborate and see how best each one's goals and objectives can work together, and it seems to be, it's a great idea, I think, and I'm not sure when the next meeting is, but these are interesting, and what will come out of it is a report to the funding group, and we'll follow up on that. As I said, budgets, and more budgets. The Kenan School Board and Selectmen gave their report to the proposals to the Board of Finance. Got not much feedback. I'm not sure where that group meets again. And Falls Village budgets are being discussed in the next couple of weeks. So everybody, that's where the major focus is. It always is in March and April, getting ready for votes in May. We have always one of these sweet things, Salisbury Band. As you know, is a community band. It's going into its 96th year. They've started rehearsals. They rehearse at the Scoville Library and looking for people to join in. Anybody who plays an instrument and enjoys being with other musicians and playing at functions around the area, marching in parades and so forth, can contact Lee Collins in Salisbury. We have tonight Sharon Board of Selectmen meets and looking ahead. As we said, Salisbury P&Z will be looking again at Dresser Woods next week. Next Monday, we have the Region 1 School Board, and they will be approving or hopefully approving the budget to go on to the town hearing, which would be the next Thursday, as we said. And next Monday, we also have Kenan Board of Selectmen and Salisbury Board of Selectmen, lots of things that first week of the month. Easter is upon us, as you mentioned. There was an Easter egg and hunt in Cornwall on Sunday at Footfield, and Easter Bunny came, and it was always nice to see all the bright colors and the eggs and the kids running around. And this coming Saturday, the VFW post up in Kenan will have its Easter drive-thru. You can come in and with kids, and there'll be all kinds of festivities for children at I think it's 10-3 up at the Legion Post. Tonight there is a safety forum at the Cornwall Association and the Cornwall Fire Department are presenting this together, 7 to 9 at the West Cornwall Firehouse, where they will be offering suggestions about how to stay safe in and around the home. It's open to everyone, and they're hoping to get a good turnout. And I think...
When is that again?
That is tonight.
So the 26th. Tuesday the 26th at what time?
Yep, tonight, the 26th from 7 to 9 at the West Cornwall Firehouse.
Okay.
And so, as I said, the focus these days is on budgets, and hopefully people will come out and give their thoughts before,
I'm going to invoke Marshall here, because you've already said it, but the fact is, participate.
Yeah.
And then you can... You know, basically, bitch and moan all you like.
Exactly.
Don't participate. Sorry.
I did one other in Cornwall. You know, they have this retaining wall that reconstruction where it's going to close down the roadway at the end of River Road in Cornwall, West Cornwall. It was supposed to start this week. Well, the company that's doing it, Yield Industries, cannot get all the blocks it needed, and so they have asked that it be pushed back, so the project won't start until April 15th now. So the roadway will be closed from the 15th to the 26th, and that for people who live, you know, right at that spot, they will not be able to drive into the village during weekdays, and so they're being asked to either make arrangements for parking their cars elsewhere, or they're going to have to walk across. And
but they got a reprieve meanwhile, right?
Well, 2 weeks, yeah. And First Selectman Gordon Ridgway said they'll be contacting the emergency services in Falls Village, asking that, you know, they cover. I mean, you're going to need some coverage from coming in from the other side, as you know.
Absolutely.
Stay tuned and keep eyes out. If you live in that area or need to travel that road, it will be closed weekdays during that period.
All right. Obviously, we'll emphasize that next week and the coming week, just
right,
because
right.
People's memories aren't all that they could be.
Well,
why we're here.
I can relate to that.
And we thank you for both relating to that and covering all of this, Ruth Epstein from the Republican American.